American Classic Bar and Grill is the place to be. Open 7 days a week. Karaoke every Friday. Happy hour Monday through Friday, 4 till 8. Come on in Sundays and watch the race on our 70-inch screen TV. We'll have wings, slider and drink specials, bucket deals, and dollar-off drafts. Check out our Facebook page for daily specials located in Gateway Plaza off Route 7 across from Martin's. American Classic Bar and Grill. Family-owned and operated. Good food, good friends, good times.
Sorry for all you listening at home with headphones.
Shut up. Do you want to give me a really... Do you know what ASMR is? So it's like the people who go online and talk about... They talk really softly about their day and like talk, like describe like vegetables and things really smoothly. So like people get like a almost orgasmic feeling in their ears. They're like, oh yeah, just fucking talk to me.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's a real... That's a huge thing on the internet.
Really?
Do you want to... Do you think you can give me like a super soft and sensual open to the show?
Like... Hello, everybody. Welcome to Torcast.
Yeah, something today, like that.
If you said the name to the right show.
Yeah, we're on.
Well, I know, but I'm just...
Yeah, yeah, something like that. So get a little closer to the mic and just do that for me. Don't forget the ad. I'm ready. You can go for it.
Oh, now?
Yeah, now.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Over the Top. Thank you, American Classic Bar and Grill. Today, I'm joined by Shane and Gage. And today... We're going to be covering previews from Raw and then over Money in the Bank.
You happy with that?
I think so.
Okay. All right. We'll start with that. hopefully, that'll make it in the episode. If it's too hot and too sexy, I'm cutting it.
What? That's bullshit.
Sending it to Playboy. Get them on your radio show.
That's probably rated R and they're only like PG-13.
I think Anthony has a better...
He can have the next softer. One. He can do Torcast. How about that?
Does he whisper sweet things in your ears? Is that how you know?
You guys cut him. He has. Don't act like Anthony is the one that does that.
One time!
You shouldn't have done it.
One time!
You shouldn't have cuddled
John.
At
least when he sits down at the table, I don't rub his leg.
Don't you?
No.
I think I've seen it.
No, I've never have.
Hasn't he?
No. We've had this conversation.
John, hasn't he?
I don't think so.
No. No, mister, I can't find my phone in my pocket.
It wasn't in my pocket.
I think it happened.
Shut the fuck up.
All right, welcome to Over the Top 24. Here we are.
Yay!
Back again.
Woohoo! Sorry I've been gone for a couple weeks.
Yeah, we're busy. Yeah. You know, shit happens.
Summertime, people are busy.
It's hard to entertain the masses consistently.
True that.
They just slam
we got them. Ghetto John today. Well, intellectual John.
All right, let's start with some news. We're going to be going through a few things, and we'll get to Money in the Bank, like John talked about very essentially earlier today. Mm. Let's talk about Jerry Lawler. And his longtime girlfriend. Do you know how old she is?
Yes, I do. Okay. I've read the article.
How old do you think Jerry Lawler's girlfriend is?
He's 66.
I'm asking John.
I know.
But 35.
For the viewers at home. Right. I don't know. Yeah.
Jerry 35.
She's 35? That would be a good guess if Jerry Lawler didn't have standards.
They've been together for 5 years.
For 5 years. Right. How old is she?
Our age.
She's 27.
She's 27.
Really?
And he's 66.
He's 66. And they've been together for 5 years. He was 61, and she's
22. He ain't nothing but a sugar daddy. That's all he is.
He's got money.
He does. And she almost shot him.
That's
supposedly.
Not what
allegedly.
Happened. Not what happened. But anyway, Jerry Lawler got it, and his girlfriend got arrested on domestic assault charges. Mm-hmm. Basically, they had to do a huge fight after she'd been drinking, watching some kind of... She watched... It was a basketball game. It was one of the NBA final games. She was at a party watching that. She came home. He was there. They were arguing. And she was like, well, I'm going to leave.
They were probably arguing over the game, weren't they? That motherfucker.
They
that
been
fucking LeBron.
they could have been because Lawler's a big Cleveland sports fan.
Really?
Yeah, he's something from Cleveland.
I thought he's from Memphis.
I think he was originally from Cleveland though. Transplanted to Memphis.
King that fucking Memphis. LeBron.
Anyway, so they got in an argument and she threatened to leave the house. And he's like, "You're drunk. You're not leaving. It's just fucking stupid." And she was like, "Well, I'm gonna fucking leave." He was like, "You're gonna kill yourself out there. It's not gonna happen." So that got heated, escalated. Eventually, he brought out an unloaded gun, put it on the table, and said, "Fine, if you're gonna drive home, why don't you just fucking shoot yourself right now?" And that didn't go over well.
I don't see nothing wrong with that.
So anyway, the cops were called. They both get arrested because the cops couldn't tell who started the fight.
And the cops should have shook his fucking hand and said, "Good job, you didn't let her drive."
Well, it's 2016, so yeah. If it was 1960, maybe.
Or 1990.
Or 90.
She was going to drive drunk.
Yeah.
Does that fall under his responsibility at that point? She was going to drive drunk. The cops don't know that. Just because Lawler tells them that doesn't mean it actually...
Was she there when the cops showed up?
Yeah, they were both arrested there.
Then they would have known she was drunk.
Just because she was drunk doesn't mean she's behind the wheel of the car. Exactly. I mean, you can only hitch a person with drunk driving at their keys in the ignition. Like, she's still in the house.
It could be, but they have to be physically in the car.
Right. I know this.
You got DUI? Or DWI?
I know the law.
Yeah. What, are you trying to air grievances now? You just put someone's fucking record out there? What's wrong with you? Not that you, John doesn't have any charts like that.
No.
John's a reputable human being. Shane, on the other hand, has hate crimes all across the board.
Starting on episode one of Torcast.
It's like hate crime. It's in the archives. It's like fucking hate crime court.
The past police are going to come get you.
And this caused Lawler was...
Jerry Lawler was suspended because they have a strict policy on this domestic abuse. If you're arrested for it, you're suspended. Okay. If you're convicted, you're fired. No
ifs, ands, or buts.
Right. However, I can see how Adam Rose being let go, not a big deal for the WWE, whatever. Yeah, he kind of asked for his release anyway. Lawler, though, you know, he's a big part of everything that happens. He's one of Vince's guys that he goes to. He's, you know, a staple with the WWE and has been for so long. Does he get the same treatment?
If he's found guilty, he will.
That he has to be, right?
Right. Right.
Is anyone protected from this rule? Is Triple H protected from this rule?
If it happened to Steph, I don't think so.
Well, here's the thing. Does he get fired as the character or the executive?
What do you mean? Triple H?
Yeah. He puts two hats on. He's either the game or Paul. He wears two different hats.
I would imagine that the general public doesn't give a shit. And they'd say, if he's still with your company, you're supporting a woman beater.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the way his woman looks. She'd probably kick his ass right now.
Bad time for a joke.
Even though domestic violence can go both ways.
Lawler gets suspension. Suspension's easy. I mean, you do that to save face for the company anyway. I mean,
right.
Shit can happen. Yep. But if he's convicted of... I mean, I don't imagine.
I think
both people are going to be like, you know... We were drunk. We were just, you know, we got into a fight like people do. We got a little escalated. And I don't want to press charge against the other one. Shit like that happens all the time.
Probably pay a fine for the gun or something.
But do you think Lawler is a protected source?
Yeah, they're not going to fire him if he's not convicted.
What if
he might not see him. He'll be more behind the scenes.
No, I think he returns to normal role.
Yeah, he'll be back as an announcer, especially with SmackDown going live.
Yeah, definitely. But you think if he was convicted, he would just be arrested?
I think
Fired, sorry. Mm-hmm. Okay.
They fired him before.
Well, he quit before.
Oh, that's right, because they fired
him. His then, at the time, girlfriend.
Wife. The cat.
I thought they were just boyfriend, girlfriend. Mm-mm. Oh.
They were married.
She got too old for him. And he's like, goodbye.
I'm training you.
Train you in.
For a newer model.
Yeah, that's fucked up to say, but it's probably what happened.
Yeah, I saw that age. I'm like, you were almost 50 when this chick was born.
Is she good looking?
66-year-old comes up to you. Do you put in the time to like, let's see where this goes? Or are you just like, no, you're kind of out of my age range?
Out of my age
range? Did we already have this discussion?
Yes, I'm asking again.
I mean, it all depends on what she looks like.
John's like, as long as she's pretty.
John got that cougar. He got that gilf.
If it looked like the one that was at Piccadilly's.
It's not your birthday every day, John. It should be.
Just saying, if it was the one that was at Piccadilly's, then probably.
Okay. Because, 66 to 27... 39 years? That's a long fucking time. You know how much you accomplish in 39 years before that other person's born? You're knocking on 40 and that's a baby's popping out and you're like, I'm going to date that.
She could tell me about things.
Yeah.
She can tell you.
You can work my
eye. Learn me some things.
She can fuck tell you about Vietnam.
Come on in. Hey, buddy. Anthony, joining the show.
Well, hello, Anthony.
We're recording today?
Didn't we talk about it?
Reminded me today.
I told Shane to tell everybody on Thursday.
I told both them Thursday.
I told them.
You told me today.
Usually we have a day reminder, like the day of. Oh, hey, by the way, are we still recording today?
That's your text.
That's not my text.
Look, Ant's late.
Oh, God. And you have
food. And he has food.
I'm not eating that. I just want my drink. I'm not thirsty.
I said, Shane, tell them we'll record on Saturday at 5:30.
I was with him in the car.
Yeah, he was in the truck with me.
Then say something to him. He's right there.
I did.
Okay.
But usually we have a day reminder because I had a rough day at work, so therefore I forgot.
Well, I
work. The day reminders come from you.
That's not always true.
Bullshit.
Not always.
We still recording today?
Yes. Not always true. Listen, bullshit. That's not what we're talking about. Are you dating this 66-year-old or not?
No.
Okay.
No. Yeah. I don't even know what's happening. No.
Jerry Lawler was arrested.
I ain't doing it.
On domestic abuse charges.
What if it was a 66-year-old that looked like the cougar at Piccadilly? Would you date her?
No.
66.
No.
Don't you touch it.
No.
We didn't sound check Anthony. He's probably way out there.
No.
That's his fault.
No, that's Gage's fault because he didn't send a daily reminder.
That's not my fault. I'm moving on. Moving on. It's been too long.
This is my lunch. I didn't have a lunch break today.
Whose fault's that?
You always got time for lunch.
Yes, you do.
Don't ask John.
You want to come work at my job now? Because you can have fucking keys. I'll give them to you.
One of those.
I'm taking a lunch break.
You can have fucking keys. I'll give them to you.
Back to over the top.
Sorry about a little tirade here.
A little burn down.
Please.
Well, now we got recorded video, audio evidence of you wanting to burn.
Second big news. Last 2 weeks.
Roman Reigns.
Not Roman Reigns.
Brock Lesnar returns to the Octagon in a couple weeks.
Are we talking about that because we haven't recorded in like a month?
It's been 2 weeks.
Mr. New website over here.
Motherfucker. When we started this recording, he told everybody at home, sorry, he's been busy. He said that.
I said we've
been busy. He was like, sorry, you couldn't do it. Fucking throw me in under the bus when Ant gets here. We try and press Ant for. You gonna spoon with him now? Ant, rub your leg?
Nobody rubs my fucking leg.
I'm rubbing your leg?
Rub my leg. Blistered.
If you guys don't know what we're talking about, Gage has started up his own blog. Yeah. It is GageTalksTooMuch.com.
Yeah, it's great.
And back to over the top.
Thanks for the plug.
You're welcome.
Nah, I mean, not that anyone knew he was gonna listen to it.
So,
Brock Lesnar
will fight Mark Hunt at UFC 200 in a co-main event.
Is this like some kind of trade-off now?
I have a feeling come March it will be a trade-off. You will see one blonde in the ring. Yep. Because they're going to get The Rock and they're going to do what they want to do last year.
That sexy bitch.
Rock and
roll. The Rock?
No.
Well, I mean, yeah. He's dreamy.
Rock, he man too. Pretty.
I don't think he's pretty.
Hmm?
I think he's intimidating.
I think his little bitch.
I think if he told me I'm sleeping with him, I think it happened. because he wants it. He's scary. All right, so Brock Lesnar's fighting at UFC 200. So, I mean, that is still probably one of the bigger draws that will come to UFC. People are going to buy it just to tune in to, you know, check out Brock Lesnar there. He's fighting Mark Hunt, like we said. This is a one-off fight. He's not signed to do any other fights that we know of, apparently. Mm-mm. Could he? Could he go back and forth without a contract?
It depends. Oh, really?
Don't get distracted in whatever the fuck they're doing.
We just go to my floor. That's fucking gross.
We gotta keep going.
No, because he's probably gonna get hurt. And since SummerSlam is in New York, he has to pass tests to be able to wrestle in New York.
Right.
So if he gets fucked up, he's probably out for SummerSlam.
Do you think he'll lose to Mark Hunt?
Yes.
Wait, did you say yes?
Mm-hmm. I think he gets knocked off.
I've never seen Mark Hunt. I'm going to say no.
Mark Hunt, your shoulders.
Mark Hunt's like a 5'11 fat dude.
He's
but
a
he's got,
knockout master.
Yeah.
But he's not.
Yeah,
he's
but
got
he's going up.
For
him. He's
what?
Going up against a dude.
What happened last time Brock Lesnar got punched in the face?
I don't think Mark Hunt's that great.
I don't
great.
Give a fuck if he takes people to Suplex City.
He's not going
to. We're talking
to
about
Suplex
a whole
City.
Different ball game.
We're talking about somebody not letting him take them to Suplex City.
Real fights.
Not somebody, oh, let me flip you 17 times.
Bum fights.
Hey, I'm going to suplex you 13 times. And then you agree to it. No, Mark Hunt ain't agreeing to that shit.
Yeah. Brock Lesnar's going to come out. He's going to try to take Hunt to the ground because Lesnar don't get punched in the face.
Well, yeah.
He's going to get punched in the face. He's probably going to get put to sleep.
When's UFC 200?
July 9th.
Okay.
3 weeks.
On SummerSlam?
August 21st.
Thank you for being on top of things.
there's like a
he's
seven.
Got dates.
There's like a seven, 6 or 7 week window between. So most time when somebody gets knocked out, it's minimum 6 weeks. Then they got to pass the concussion test. So if he gets knocked out, if he gets beat up, he's probably not gonna be able to compete at SummerSlam.
Well, he's gonna take some damage. So
then I guarantee you, Ronda Rousey's wrestling at WrestleMania because UFC gonna pay for that.
We putting this? Is that guaranteed going up
Rousey
on the board?
33.
Is that going up on the board?
Yeah, because she wants to.
On the board.
Now I gotta write it?
Yeah, because my handwriting's awful.
So is mine.
Oh, God.
And plus, Ronda wants to. And Dana wants her back. I could see her being like, okay, yeah, I'll come back and fight, but I'm going to go do this too. They let Brock come here. I want to go there.
Tease it. Tease it.
What's that say?
Rhonda at
WN33. Boom. That was the hardest thing I've done all day.
Besides looking for your friend?
Yeah, that, listen, that's a daily struggle.
The struggle is real, people.
Were you going to watch UFC 200 before this fight?
What was the other fight on there that was interesting?
Jones Cormier?
No.
There's another title fight on there, too.
Is that a women's fight?
Yeah, Misha Tate's title defense.
Who'd you say?
Misha Tate.
I thought you said bitch tits.
No, no. What the
fuck's he doing over there?
No. No, he'd get his ass handed to him by these women. Okay. He did ask me to be on the show.
I'm not really interested. I've been out of UFC interest for a long time. Once Anderson Silva lost twice in a row, I was like, you know what? I'm probably checking out, too. This is probably time for me to retire.
Actually, there's rumors that he'll be on this card, too.
I know he still fights. I know he doesn't fight well. Hall.
No, he fought one. He's only had one fight
since then. Since he got suspended.
No, I thought he had a third fight in there, too. Mm-hmm. Another fight after the two.
He lost the second. He got suspended for using PEDs.
Right.
Came back and lost again.
I thought he lost the decision match. He lost in five rounds or three rounds.
Yeah. But now there's talks because he was supposed to fight Uriah Hall and had to pull out. So now they're thinking about adding it to UFC 200.
That's fine. I mean, I don't know that I'm more interested because Lesnar's there or not. I still don't know that I'm like actively tuning in. UFC is so convoluted now.
Well, yeah,
I liked it later or earlier when like there was one top dog at every weight class, and when that person lost, it was a big fucking deal. Now it's like anyone can just beat anybody, which I guess is cool for like, you know, other fans who are like, I like competition, sure, and it's good for the UFC for money. But for me, it's like I want to see like
Bisping just won the fucking title,
right? I want to see the ones where like this dude just won 10 straight fucking fights.
You know why?
Why?
Vegas. I'll tell you why.
Vegas. Did you shut up?
And how the hell? No, man, look at it. Look at all the. All
right, I'll look at it.
Ever since fucking FanDuel's come out, and now you can pick fucking fights just like you can pick your fucking lineups for football, shit's been changing.
Yeah, if they just start. FanDuel just started doing that last year.
Still, they can still pick that shit out in Vegas, too.
No, I think the biggest.
Yeah, people have been betting on boxers forever.
I think the biggest reason is. Now
Vegas.
It's not fucking Vegas.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Dude, the whole fucking sports.
Then the Warriors would have swept the Cavs. Everything be okay.
So what are you saying? So what do you think it is?
It's the training. It's everyone's just better.
You're fucking blind.
Back in UFC 70, where you had Liddell, Marsh, Franklin, GSP, and Silva, were basically all they had. There was nobody as good as them. Nobody trained was as good as them. Now everybody's as good as they are. There is no one who's an alpha over all everybody. Jones was the closest thing.
Rich Franklin.
Ow.
I love Rich Franklin.
Being great. So I mean, are you guys more interested in this now because of Brock Lesnar there, or you just kind of feel the same?
I mean, I was gonna watch it regardless.
John.
I mean, it's 200, so it's like a milestone.
We've come a long way since 100.
Right.
Which was also headlined by
Brock Lesnar.
Brock Lesnar.
Yeah. Interesting.
1.7 million.
Illuminati. Vegas.
Vegas.
So is Brock going to fight at UFC 300?
Yep. Sure is.
Brock, I need you for the next one.
He's only 37. And they do two pay-per-views a fucking month.
It's fucking ridiculous. I remember back in the day, there was one a month.
Speaking of two pay-per-views a month.
Oh, yeah.
The brand split's going to be rumored to two pay-per-views a month. So.
Yep.
Really?
Yeah, get ready for that.
Yeah.
Oh, and did you also see that the...
ready for an increase in your network price.
Oh, yeah.
Probably. They better fucking grandfather me in because I ain't paying any more than $9.99. Fucking guarantee that. And then also another thing that... we'll talk about this real quick before we do Money in the Bank. That
They said the pay-per-views are going to be longer now.
Well, that, and then apparently with the brand split, the WWE didn't expect that they don't have enough people for a brand split. Yeah, apparently they are struggling for superstars for this brand split, so they're calling old veterans to come back and work for them.
How do you not have enough talent? All these guys you just called up.
Hold on. We'll go around the table. You get one old veteran that hasn't publicly retired, so you can't do, or medically is out. You pick one. Shelton Benjamin. Okay. And who you got?
Skip me. Give me a second.
All right.
I'm not good at this.
John, you got anybody? I'm going to say Raven.
That's not Bring retired. Back Raven.
Yeah.
John Morrison.
He's got a contract.
Well, I'm right here.
Oh, damn it.
I can't. I was never in the business.
No, he's good.
That's true. Like
you Mysterio. Charlie Haas.
Retired yet?
Mysterio's in...
Yeah, but Lucha. You didn't have...
And Haas is officially retired.
And Del Rio had a contract at Lucha Underground, too.
Yeah, Del Rio's white.
Jeff Hardy.
The Hardy Boys.
I mean, they're a huge storyline at TNA right now, but I can see them coming over. Steve Blackman. Tommy Dreamer.
No, I don't want...
All these ECW guys.
I don't want has-beens. Dudes that can actually perform.
That's
Chris Benoit's ghost.
Ooh, Raven Wolverine.
I mean, it's just
they're gonna have to go raid New Japan again.
Yeah, yep. Probably. Well, they got all those cruiserweight guys coming in for that fucking thing. They just bring those guys up. You know, sign all those dudes.
That's the cruiserweights should be a highlight of SmackDown
or something. Not just a network.
Keep the
thing.
Big storyline on Raw, which they're gonna do, and let the cruiserweights kind of carry part of the burden of SmackDown.
So are they going to bring everybody up from NXT now?
They're going to bring a lot of people up. Well, they...
Finn Balor!
Can we not... have a thing for them? Him yet?
No, we gave up on that.
No, he's right there. He's going to be SmackDown's pick.
Yeah.
So...
What pick was he?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So 14.
Ooh.
Yeah.
We took him low.
We didn't take him. They took him.
Oh, we got SmackDown.
Yeah.
Bitch.
All right, let's talk Money in the Bank.
Money in the Bank.
So we're gonna preview some of these matches and talk about some stuff and potential outcomes. And of course, as always, I'll be right as fuck. So let's go.
They added another match today.
Which match did they add today?
Oh, yeah, the list pulled up.
Yeah, is it that one?
No, it's Lucha.
Is it that one?
The Lucha Dragons.
That's the first one I'm gonna talk about.
Okay.
Lucha Dragons versus Dudley Boys. Preview show.
What?
Nobody cares.
John, who wins?
Probably the Dudley Boys.
Anthony.
Lucha.
Shane.
Lucha.
I'm taking Lucha also.
Sweep it.
Well, John took it.
John took the Dudley.
Sweep it for us.
That was gay.
That's a white guy. Sweep it.
Well, every time. Second pre-show match. The Golden Truth versus Breezango. And you know what's too bad?
This is actually... These four are actually funny.
Here's the thing. Tyler Breeze and Fandango, their tag team name is Breezango. But if they would just pay a little bit to Breeze, their tag team could be Breeze, and it'd be cool as fuck.
Have you saw some of the stuff that these four have been doing, like skit-wise?
No, I don't give a fuck about SmackDown.
It's very funny. Okay. Catching some of their...
You don't give a fuck about their
team,
John.
Yeah, B-team. Who wins?
Golden Truth.
I'll take Breezango.
Yeah, I'm taking Breezango.
John, you taking the team of white guys or the face painted black dude and the black guy?
It's all about race with him.
It is.
Well,
but I'm taking Breezango.
Sweep it over here.
Oh, you include him.
Yeah, of course I include it. I like John.
You join the B squad.
They just trying to come up.
We are up. Okay. Get on our level.
RJ's the one that's stuck in NXT.
Singles match. Apollo Crews versus Sheamus.
Apollo.
Sheamus. Anthony.
Sheamus.
I'm going to take Apollo Crews.
Yeah.
Split decision.
Another match. Dolph Ziggler versus Baron Corbin.
Corbin.
I'm taking Corbin also.
Ziggler's not but an enhancement talent there. God
damn it, Baron Corbin. Why you got to fuck up my dude?
That's all Corbin.
I didn't think about him for a minute. I didn't think of him. Corbin.
Corbin? Like there's your sweep.
Wave it.
Just trying to get those smaller matches out of the way. Charlotte and Dana Brooke versus Natalya and Becky Lynch. How far have we fucking come from this Divas Revolution that was really awesome for a long time, and now we got nothing?
Yeah.
Now it's crap.
And now I'm getting tired of Charlotte fucking winning. I hope she breaks her goddamn knees.
Jesus Christ. I'm right. Called Tonya Harding.
I thought that was her ankle.
No, they
broke her ankle.
They smacked her in the knee with a lead pipe.
I thought they broke her ankle with a lead pipe.
Who strikes an ankle?
She's a skater. What's the difference?
The knee.
Becky and Natalya.
Okay, Anthony.
To win?
No, to fucking come out first.
Becky and Natalya.
Charlotte.
I'm taking Charlotte and Dana, though apparently there's some kind of surprise in this match.
Sasha?
Nikki Bella.
What? Yeah, they said she's got a new finisher now.
I bet she comes back to feud with Charlotte.
Why?
To get her belt back.
Why?
Divas.
Why? Why?
Where the because
hell? Because Sasha. It'll make it more fucking interesting than what we're doing now.
No, Sasha needs the belt. That's who needs to come back, and there's your she needs to win the belt at SummerSlam. Fuck this shit.
Because she's the boss.
She's Ric Flair's daughter. Woo!
Sasha's sexy, too.
So you're here.
Break her in half with one arm.
Okay.
Rusev versus Titus O'Neil for the WWE United States Championship match.
Hookah!
Don't do that anymore.
No, please.
I don't know what that was.
That's what Titus O'Neil does when he comes out.
That's not what it is.
He needs to get on somewhere with it.
You sing and lose yourself by Eminem over there.
Rusev.
So Rusev wins. Yeah. I'm thinking Rusev wins too as another way for Vince to stick it for, you know, pulling my arm at the ramp.
Yep.
During
they say that's why Rusev. When they started this feud, that's why he jumped him right there on the ramp. Yeah. Same place he pulled.
Yep. Rusev?
Yep.
O'Neil.
Okay. So you're taking Titus.
Okay.
Let's see here. Tag team match, Fatal 4-Way for the WWE Championship. So, how does this... Is this one working where anyone can tag in at any time?
I think so, right?
Okay.
Because you know how this match is going to start? New Day's going to start in the ring with somebody? Or something, and Kofi's going to be like... late. They're going to throw him in the corner. Xavier's going to tag him and try to lay down and get the pin real quick to win. New Day can pin New Day to win.
Could happen.
I could see something like that.
This is why
they never come.
Oh, look at my hair. Look bump at my hair.
Level. Yeah, right. I mean, usually that's me. But
you focus.
You have no hair no more.
I know. I don't want to talk about it. So we've got the New Day versus the Club versus Enzo and Cass versus the Vaudevillains in a Fatal 4-Way match. I feel like they should just make this a ladder match.
I know, right?
Or like a Tornado Tag match or something.
I think it becomes a ladder match at SummerSlam.
Okay. Who wins this match?
Enzo and Cass.
Too early. They don't need the belt yet.
I don't know what you're doing there.
Enzo and Cass.
Okay. Shane?
New Day.
Too early.
I'm going to say... Okay, I'm going to say Enzo and Cass. Fuck it.
And there's only one word to describe you.
Uh-oh. But, everybody's sitting at home going... Do it.
The code of silence.
Edge, don't do it now. Nope. Now keep him wanting more.
Yep.
Okay.
Listen for next week. He might finish his statement.
Big match that everybody's looking forward to. I know. John Cena and AJ Styles.
Styles. He needs a big win.
Okay.
He hasn't had one yet.
But this is John Cena's first match since he's been back.
Doesn't matter. John Cena's been wrestling for how long? 15 years. Who the fuck cares?
He says he's not close. He's not even close to retirement. So quit talking about it.
Right.
Yeah, stop talking about it, John.
I'm not talking about it. I'm just saying.
Shut up about it.
This is his first match since he's come back. So? He's going to fucking lose. They ain't going to let him lose. They ain't going to let him go out like that.
He's not going out. He's coming. He'll be back on Monday.
But I'm just saying.
But do you remember Lesnar's first match back?
No.
You need to go on the network and watch Brock Lesnar's first match back.
You working for the network or you working for Torcast?
I'm just saying.
All right, shut up.
He's their golden boy, and they let Lesnar beat the holy hell out of him.
I don't know if they let him do it.
No.
I think he is like, fucked him. I don't know where I'm at.
Lesnar fucked him up. That was that. They towed that line of that realism. That's not supposed to happen. It's supposed to happen.
No, but I'm really, this might be the first match I'm excited for from John Cena since Money in the Bank 2011 with Punk, when Punk was leaving. Oh, fucking awesome.
I just hope it doesn't turn out like the Asylum match.
There's no way. AJ Styles has been putting on 5-star performances
with every
since spot. WrestleMania. Yeah, it doesn't matter who he's working with. He's looking
good. There's a reason they put him with Reigns for, what, 3 pay-per-views?
Yeah.
He made Roman look really good.
Oh, well, yeah.
So I'm picking AJ.
I'm going to go AJ.
John Cena.
AJ.
Sweep it on this side.
Like how we're just ostracizing everybody.
Yeah, right.
Money in the Bank ladder match for the contract. We got Kevin Owens versus Cesaro versus Alberto Del Rio versus Sami Zayn versus Dean Ambrose versus Chris Jericho.
Kevin Owens.
The Battleground pay-per-view
I wasn't going that route.
Poster came out.
Okay.
It's Ambrose holding the briefcase.
Yeah, no shit.
So,
that don't mean shit.
That means
everything. After Monday night, there's no chance in hell they don't give him that briefcase.
I've been saying this for months.
They gave a 20-minute segment for those three morons staying in the ring, reminiscing about their days as the Shield. We all know what you fucking did for 2 years.
They spent 20 minutes on that?
Yeah. Yeah.
I remember that.
And Ambrose can talk. He can't lead a segment. No. Get rid of this, you know, easel with Ambrose Asylum written on it.
So let's go through. I mean, we have a little bit of time. We have the six guys here. Can you make a case for everybody in this match to win this match?
No, just Owens.
Kevin Owens is fucking great.
Yeah, well, we know he's great, but he's going to be great for a long time. Case? It's only his second year in
WWE. Cesaro is fucking great. Up. See? Works for everybody.
I don't think he's not on Kevin Owens. Neither of those two need it.
Works for everybody. But Dean Ambrose is going to win.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Dean needs it more than everybody else in this match.
Jimmy Dean.
There's no chance in hell Del Rio's even going to sniff the briefcase. Sami Zayn's in there to screw Kevin Owens.
Yeah, that's their thing. They're going to be fighting each other.
I really like to eat this food.
I'm sorry.
And I'm sure they're going to tease Jericho winning it, but he's not.
I imagine they'll tease everybody winning it. Let me ask you, are Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens the reason the Intercontinental title is going to be relevant for the future?
And Neville.
Neville, okay, when he comes back.
He comes back.
Ooh, yeah. I'm stoked about him.
I forget about Neville.
So, I mean, keep those guys on the mid-card for a while. They're stellar. But keep them in the conversation of the big belt, too. I mean, you can't forget about it.
My thing is, I don't even really consider them mid-card because I don't think there's a very great separation.
There's not. I mean, there's not. Everybody's feuded. Like, the big belt, they're all there. Are we getting to the point where we might see a person who holds both belts, the IC belt and the title?
Like Rollins did with the U.S.?
Yeah.
Time out. You guys just noticed that we got Dean on our list?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got Rollins and Roman, so.
And we have Owens.
And Owens.
They're big boys.
So suck a dick.
Well, we got AJ.
We got New Day.
John Cena.
Yeah, we got Brock, so shut the fuck up. Yeah.
And Sammy.
Our guy's fighting for two promotions.
Yeah, we got one guy that can take out your whole fucking list.
Who?
Brock Lesnar.
Brock Lesnar.
Anyway, that's not what we're fucking talking about.
It's Owens or Ambrose.
Okay.
It's gotta be. And after Monday night, and they could throw the curveball, but the money's there. The storyline writes itself. You can't.
Yeah, it's the three of those guys feuding.
Unless they try to hold it off till Mania, but that's a long time.
I don't think the payout's big enough for waiting that long because you got to get through a lot of shit first. And we're talking about a brand split where there's two pay per views a month. You can't go that long. Last match on here: Roman Reigns versus Seth Rollins for the WWE World Heavyweight Championship match.
Seth.
You're gonna take Seth?
Yeah.
Okay. Why? Why are you gonna take Seth?
Cause Seth's. He wants his belt back.
Yeah, cool, obvious. Simple. I mean, yeah, but like...
Simple. John Cena Roman, wants his belt back and too, like, but nobody wants Roman to have the belt anymore. Like, everybody's over it.
Everybody was over it before he got it.
I think we are all over it, but is the corporate office over it?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Anthony?
Need to be.
Yeah.
Who? Reigns or Rollins here?
Right now, Reigns.
Okay. Is it going to change in the next 12 hours?
No.
Okay.
Right now, Reigns, because I feel like if Rollins wins it, I mean, he can feud with Dean if Dean wins the Money in the Bank. Well, not feud with him if he wins the Money in the Bank. Well, he could. But, I don't know. If Rollins wins it, they could steer a different direction. I don't know.
What?
I don't think Reigns will win it and just let it ride out a little longer.
Go ahead.
What I imagine here is this isn't a clean finish. Someone's screwed somewhere. Somebody wants a rematch or somehow. If they come out on Monday Night Raw, well, when's my rematch? And then interrupting, here comes your Money in the Bank winner, Dean Ambrose, all three of them in the ring. Well, you might not be fighting him for the belt because it might be my belt. So we don't know. You know, it's the three of them back and forth. They're closing every night on Raw. They're, you know, on every poster going into SummerSlam. They're in the
still got a pay-per-view between Money in the Bank and SummerSlam.
Yeah. So you could have... If Reigns wants to do something with Cena for a month, sure. But, I mean, if you got Rollins and Ambrose fighting it out, but you're all three of them are going to end up in a title match.
Ambrose is the champ going into SummerSlam.
Ambrose is the champ going into SummerSlam. Now, disregarding the poster that's come out for Battlegrounds, right. Do you think that Ambrose cashes in the same night?
No.
Okay.
I think he does it at Battleground.
Okay.
I was thinking that before I read. They're going at it. Ambrose music hits.
Sure.
Because everybody knows he won it. Rollins did it at WrestleMania, blah, blah, blah. He comes out. Seth's like, no, starts, turns around, wham. Punch them, spear, and Reigns wins. Rollins comes out Monday night, bitching, moaning, complaining, blah, blah, blah. Rollins and Ambrose close Raw. Winner gets Reigns at Battleground. Rollins wins. Same scenario, Battleground, except he cashes in.
Sure.
He wins. That way, now we're going into SummerSlam. Reigns gets his rematch, and Rollins didn't get beat.
Right, Rollins didn't lose.
So, Rollins gets a rematch because he didn't get beat, and Roman gets his title rematch. So, SummerSlam will be headlined by the Shield Triple Threat.
That makes a lot of sense.
Which was supposed to be the Mania main event, but Rollins was hurt.
Yeah. And I know that our listeners at home are going, wow, that sounds exactly right, because we're always 100% right on this show. So
that's what, that's kind of something I was thinking, doing the Triple Threat at SummerSlam. That's why I said Roman keep the belt, and then they could ride it out. And then what if Seth wins the belt at SummerSlam, and then fucking Dean takes it?
Okay, I mean, all these things can happen. All I know is we're always right.
But the brand split. What if Reigns and Rollins go to one show, and Dean goes to the other show?
I bet they all three stay on the same show.
You think they're all three in a row?
Yeah, I do. That's where the money is. And if you're going to have Styles and Cena on SmackDown, you don't need the Shield on that show.
I think you might get an Owens. You'll get some of the stronger mid-card guys on SmackDown.
They're going to have to be on separate shows.
Yeah.
Because we're always right.
Right, we're always right. Somehow we're always right. 100%. We just erase the mistakes. That's the trick. Use a pencil with an eraser.
Exactly.
Or a dry erase board.
Don't write that shit in pen.
Yeah.
So, we did. Watch Money in the Bank tomorrow night and let us know how we did.
Any other thoughts going into the show? We got tomorrow night. This episode will be up Sunday afternoon before the show, so we'd be listening to this and then watching Money in the Bank. Any other thoughts?
Should be a good pay-per-view.
Looks good. Looks like, getting together. There's a lot of other kind of here and there matches, but, fuck it.
The big matches will deliver.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
Anybody want to give me the outro? Bring in the advertisement there?
And now, a word from our sponsor.
Didn't even say goodbye. The fuck?
I guess goodbye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Thanks, John.
American Classic Bar and Grill is the place to be. Open 7 days a week, karaoke every Friday, happy hour Monday through Friday, 4 till 8. Come on in Sundays and watch the race on our 70-inch screen TV. We'll have wings, slider and drink specials, bucket deals, and dollar off drafts. Check out our Facebook page for daily specials located in Gateway Plaza off Route 7 across from Martin's. American Classic Bar and Grill, family owned and operated. Good food, good friends, good times.